It's the Mint City Soccer Show. Matt Swift here with you on a Friday. Charlotte FC, after a win against Toronto, set their sights now on Minnesota United, the Loons. What's a loon? No clue, really. I think it's like a duck, like a duck bird, like a water bird. But I guess it really doesn't matter. Minnesota United sits seventh in the West on 3 wins, 2 draws, 2 defeats. I was listening to a show that Minnesota United typically puts out each week. It's on their website, and they were discussing this game with the sporting director, Manny Lagos, and the very first thing they brought up was just how tough it is to play in Charlotte and how big of a crowd it always is. And I kind of had this very like proud moment thinking about just how amazing like all the fans are and have been, and how other teams view us. They talked about our opening match, we've had like 70,000 plus fans there, and how we average like 35,000 fans. And it was just a really, really kind of cool, like aha moment. Like that's how other teams view us and how tough it is to play here. And all you fans out there, no matter if you come to every game or some games, or if you're in a group, you're not in a group, and just no matter where you come from, like you show up to these games and it makes a difference. You make a difference. So if you're on the fence about coming this Sunday, I know it's supposed to rain. Just come, get out there and bring some friends. I mean, like I said, it makes a difference. You make a difference, like truly. They did make some comments I didn't like, basically saying that Dean is doing well, all things considered, that he doesn't really have a lot to work with, which I thought was kind of hilarious. They did call out Kerwin Vargas and Patrick Agumain. They said that they're going to have to be very aware of Kerwin's speed, which is correct. But the whole time they're saying all this, I'm like, y'all might want to actually watch out for the other side of the field. And that is one area that I think that we can have some success. This match is on the other side of the field, which is Abada's side. I think we can exploit that right-hand side. Minnesota have a very young academy player named Devin Paddleford that Minnesota is all about. But he's very young. He's actually played pretty decent. He's played left back. He's played left center back. But I think that's where we could really try to push and probe and try to break Minnesota down. That's where I would like to see Enzo Capetti try to kind of disrupt that area and allow Abada to have a run at him. They also mentioned Ashley Westwood on the show and said how they're going to need to make sure he's not playing the ball forward. They want to, you know, break up plays there and really push him and make sure that he's playing the ball backwards, which I thought was pretty interesting. But let's take a look at Minnesota a little closer here. They started the season off in pretty fine fashion. They beat Austin, they tied Columbus, they beat Orlando City, and then they beat LAFC. However, they haven't won in the past 3 matches, and 2 of those were at home. They are missing their captain or former captain, Emmanuel Reynoso. Their star player has gone AWOL again. No, this is not the first time that this has happened, but Reynoso apparently traveled to Argentina to get a green card or for a green card appointment and just has not returned. He left Minnesota last month, but the club said he did not attend the green card appointment as planned. He was supposed to obtain this green card so it would open up an international roster spot for the Loons, but he just didn't go, which is just totally bizarre. That would be like Nathan Byrne going to go get his green card and then just being like, nah, I'm good. I don't think I'll come back. I think I'll just stay over here, which is, I mean, it's good news for us, but certainly, you know, Minnesota still has some quality without him in the side. But it's just a wild thing to have to go through. Like one of your players just And you're like star player, just not ever coming back to the squad. So I think they've like basically have moved on from him. But looking at Minnesota a little further, so they are, and they seem to be a second half team. I thought this was pretty fascinating. 5 of their 10 goals that they have scored this season have come after the 86th minute this season. Now, I'll say that again. In 7 matches that they have played, they have scored 10 goals total. 5 of those have come after the 86th minute. So we will need to play the full 90 minutes plus stoppage time. I think subs are going to be very important this game. We have to kill this game off when we get a chance. And we have to be completely turned on defensively for the whole game. Plus, like I said, stoppage time, because a few of those goals have absolutely come in stoppage time. So that's kind of a concern for me, but it's something that we're really going to have to be mindful of. Minnesota just seems to really be like a second half squad. They like to play a high press, but it will be interesting to see how they come down here and approach this game. I think they might stay a little more compact and not press as much. I think they're going to try to focus on like winning the middle of the field and being sure on the ball, trying to win those 50-50 balls, and also getting service up to their star forward, Pukki. So we need to be defensively mindful on crosses in the box, free kicks, corners, especially late in the game. What we need to do is press them early. We need to get Vargas on the ball. We need to get Abada on the ball early, running at them. We need Enzo, if he's starting to disrupt that back line, hustle around, close down their backs when they have the ball and try to create an early mistake. We need to try to kill this game off as early as possible. Dean Smith is going to be, he's going to have to be mindful of subs in the second half. I would like to see us be up and then bring on like Urso or Bronico to replace, you know, Brecht or Scott Arfield, and, you know, with a lead, and really try to like defensively be sound late in the game. How is Charlotte going to line up? Right now I'm recording this right before the Friday morning training session. So by the time you hear this, there may be some changes, but I think we will see the lineup pretty much like we saw last match. The big questions are Milanda, who was training with the full squad, but do they really risk that for Sunday? I'm not entirely sure. I would think they would probably go with Bill again, unless Milanda is just 100% ready to go. Will it be Enzo or Patrick up top? That's been the big question. For me, I think you do exactly what you did last week. You start Enzo, see how he and the team are doing at the break, and then you kind of make your determination then. I would probably go ahead and start Brecht this time over Arfield. Again, I think we need to get out to a good early start, but I could also see this going the way that it did last match with Arfield starting, and then you bring Brecht in the second half. I'm not 100% sure on Nathan Byrne. Like I said, I'm recording this before the Friday morning training session. But even if he is back from his green card process, I think you just start Jalen Lindsay right now for this one match, and then next week you could maybe switch that back. But I am confident about this game. I say we win 3-1. I think Abada is going to have another big game for us, but I want to know what you guys think. And guys, I will see you Sunday.